Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about four mental health models and why Dr. Henry Cloud says that we need to look beyond those. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
There is an epidemic that we are facing in our world today. And for this story, I'm not talking about the coronavirus. Mental health is something that affects all of us. Everyone has been wounded in some way, shape, or form, and can greatly benefit by focusing on their mental health. Clinical psychologist, author, and creator of the program Churches That Heal, Dr. Henry Cloud reminds us that God has equipped the church with the power to heal. In an interview with Charisma News editor Chris Johnson, they discuss about the four most common models that churches often employ to treat mental health issues. The sin model, where emotional and mental issues are blamed on sin in a person's life. The truth model, where the person suffering from the issue might be told that if you're hurting, it's because you don't know the truth of the Word of God. The spiritual retreat burp model that Dr. Cloud describes as where you go away on a retreat and get cleansed there. And the supernatural model, which focuses on the need for deliverance. While Dr. Cloud believes that there is truth and effectiveness to all of these models, he also says that there is more to it than what those models allow. He said that he had to get the traditional Christian models out of his head and read the Bible again to see how God wanted to deal with mental health in a holistic way. In Ephesians 4, when the Apostle Paul talks about how when every part of the body is working effectively together, it causes healing and growth. We need to not only be hearers of the word, but doers. He uses the example that you can memorize the verse that says you should weep with those who weep, but you need to actually put it into action by putting your Bible down and actually doing what the word of God says, by weeping with those who weep. God has designed the body of Christ to come alongside the wounded and minister healing. When the body is healthy, each part does its work and the body heals itself. That applies to the individual as well as the church. Dr. Cloud says that we've all been wounded and we're identifying with each other's woundedness like Jesus identified with us. We have a high priest who empathizes with our weakness. That is the example that Jesus gave us. He came to this earth and lived amongst us. As we enter into the suffering together with those who suffer, that's where healing begins to happen. He continues saying that there is no more powerful answer in the world for these problems. With depression, addiction, dysfunction, broken and hurting people in every neighborhood, this epidemic needs the body of Christ to move into the darkness with salt and light and the healing balm of who He is in His ways. Then we can turn the tide. Dr. Cloud is wanting local bodies of Christ to become churches that heal. This story and more can be found at charismanews.com. You can hear the full interview on the Charisma Connection podcast found at cpnshows.com. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.